be the here something. Of course, I'm.
How about the totality of the article? It was good. The totality topic and writing was good. Was it good?
Yes, the topic is okay. To me, applying system thinking methodology to understand dynamic economic growth is okay.
I try to just focus on the growth model.
I know, but. Here is okay. You just give some more focus about. So first, you describe what the reason why you why development micro models. How to check what these challenges? But the okay, why we are using the dynamic models for develop macro. The reason why develop micro development macro develop micro models then. The use of system. Then you discuss about the strength and limitation of the system models.
Yeah.
Alright. Then you go to why you use system thinking. Here it's okay. Some challenge. Alright. Get anything here? I think you need some. When you want to give examples, gender model of it.
The brief on system thinking was good, the brief.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I just here write about the brief about the system thinking and system dynamics.
All right. Gender, structure, economic system, models. Here, I think here you should improve it. Application of system dynamic and macroeconomic models in modeling economic growth. More on application here, right? Examples of possibility of application. How you apply system dynamic, right? Here.
Okay.
And macroeconomic modeling in modeling economic growth. Translating. I think the topic here not so not really fit in.
Okay.
Not fit. I think the your discussion is okay. But
I choose two basic models. One Haratuma model and another one Solo model. These are the two base in two schools. Keynesian schools and neoclassical schools. I choose these two and explain about the how we can change this model to system dynamic model and system thinking.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the topic is not fit. The title is not fit, yes?
Not really fit, I think.
Okay.
Because you're not translating. You try to show them how you may use of system dynamic models to explain macroeconomic macroeconomic models.
Yes. How to apply. For example, I should say applying the economic growth models.
System dynamics
to economic growth model.
Yes, to explain economic growth
models.
More towards that better, not translating.
Yes.
Not application. What did I say just now?
Applying system dynamic model.
Yes, that's what you are doing.
Applying
right?
System dynamic approach. In
to explain
in growth model.
Yes.
To explain growth model.
Growth model.
Yes.
Growth economic models.
Growth economic.
Model. Yeah. So you find some words here to explain that. That's what you are doing. You try to make use of system dynamic to show the ability of system dynamic to explain macroeconomic models.
Yes.
That is what you are doing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you have to replace it. This one.
Yes.
I don't want you to use
translation.
Okay. That's okay. Then we give two models to explain. Alright, that's improving.
It was easy for understanding. It was easy.
There's a lot of improvement. from the initial one. At least. The only thing I want you to check again the sequence, you know, and then improve your English as well.
Yeah.
It's good already, but doesn't really coherent, perfectly yes. coherent from explaining what give the reason, and then here there's that there's yes. some still not very smooth, you know.
Mm.
The facts is there. Yeah. Facts is there. The only thing what you can do to improve it, you try to make a flow chart. Let's say here I what I explain here. After that, then mm-hmm. then it goes together. It's easier to check yes. that way. But it's a lot of improvement. Yes, I'm happy about it. Another thing, because I want also a reflection of what you are writing here. There's something here. Here, what you are trying to improve the economy model, right? That should be able to explain various issues, right? In the economy, because Harrod model not doesn't include all aspects, right? Because you explain here,
okay.
Harrod-Domar and Solow model, okay. There's a limitation that cannot okay. explain the relationship between these three factors, right?
And soft factor.
Yes.
As I explain here, mm-hmm. Harrod-Domar and Solow model just focus on K and L.
Labor,
A limit of the mm-hmm. labor. Mm-hmm. For example, for not focus on health, not focus yeah. on the population growth, just mm-hmm. focus on the labor in the production function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have management, mm-hmm. technology.
This item?
I explain here.
Okay.
A lot of soft variable we should inside, we should enter into our model.
Mm-hmm. Should we integrate into the
yes.
explaining the dynamic of economics, right?
Yes.
And you mentioned about the three issues.
Okay.
These three issues, we should write also why this three issue now is important. Mm. Because this one is more on sustainability, right?
Yes.
I want you to get better understanding of why we should strive for these three things. Because now, even at the global level, everybody's striving for sustainability. Yes. Maybe you have to read a little bit on that. Mm. So that it makes your, when you go to focusing on these three, it becomes very smooth.
Mm.
So, because here, you have done that. Okay. The famous you said here, the threshold macroeconomic design will support
yes.
comprehensive.
Yes.
This one I think you should add the sustainable development of a country. You have to explain a little bit further. So yes,
you should explain more.
So that we can show to them, to audience, the strengths of the system dynamic that can explain these three things.
Yes.
More towards that, the purpose of your reading about sustainable development is to show audience the strengths of the system dynamic and the limitation of the macro models.
Yes.
So I want, because when I read the way you write about these three objectives, these three goals, a little bit lack of knowledge. You can discuss this sustainable development with Dr. Madeline. She should be, if you have any problem about understanding sustainable development, right, on that aspect. The rest, because this one, you can show how this one, okay. How you explain how system dynamic can this, explain this the three.
Three, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. What is I'm trying to say here? Interest between this is the reflection. You know, I want you to have a reflection out of your writing. So now we explain just now. What is this? A macroeconomic hard factors, right? Take into account hard factors. Okay, that's what we discussed earlier, right? And then and doesn't include SSM, a lot of soft variables factors. Here there's a mixed variable. We want the present economic focus require mixed factors, hard factors as well as soft factors. There comes the system dynamic modeling. System dynamic modeling will help in decision making that require that involve mixed variables. Because before we conclude a paper, usually a paper or an analysis, we should be able to come up with some sort of conclusion based on our argument. See? Because we argue just now, macroeconomic, so that we can see the whole connection of the discussion.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Can think about.
Yeah.
Just want to show the audience, okay, the strengths of each approach, the macroeconomic modeling, and the limitation of it, and then the soft SSM and SD, how it mix around, you see, they complement each other.
Yeah.
And then finally, we want to argue that these factors, the mix of factors, you know, is a requirement for present economic decision, especially involving the sustainable economy, right?
Mm.
So that the audience knows, can relate both audience from economics background and from system background can relate.
Yes.
How we argue things and see the strengths of SD, system dynamic modeling. And what is this? Conventional method? Alright. Meaning that conventional methods still useful. It helps us to understand, actually. It doesn't mean that macroeconomic modeling is not useful, but it helps us to understand the basic characteristic of each variable, right?
Yes.
You tell them. What the nature of the basic variables, what variables influence what variables, the sign of the influence of each variable. This we can learn from the macro modeling, right?
Yes.
Then based on that knowledge, this provides a basis for us to develop our SDA.
Yeah.
So, what I'm trying to table here is to see the contribution of each traditional method from variable multiple views perspective and the conclusion. Just now I have given you this label, right? Last time? No. What method?
No. Oh, I don't remember that.
So I want you to make a conclusion. Each approach is useful. So in what way they are useful? So how they complement each other? In economy analysis, especially relate to So, kesalam. Awak nak apa? Siapa? Oh, tak boleh hari ni.
Oh, bila?
Nantilah hari Minggu ni juga.
Minggu ni.
Sabtu
ke?
Tampalah sebab ramai. Kalau sikit saya tak tambah. Okay. I'm waiting for their result.
I'm too forcing my voice. It's take me a lot of time.
Oh really? Oh yeah. So you have to pass that paper. You are taking that paper.
Yeah.
And you have to pass it.
No.
No, just for because you are using it later
on. Yes.
Okay. That's why I want you to because here. Before you the conclusion, maybe in your conclusion, okay, the planning forecasting, to empirical case with some limitation, challenges, challenges, weaknesses, some. Okay. To weaken in that convention. Okay. You
I
have.
You haven't said that. This is not.
Not try to weaken, but I want you to also to explain back. In more clearer picture. Let's say we not to weaken, but what are their role, see, but if believe not to understand it fairly, okay. We try to give it to go back from based on our analysis. Eh? What I mean is, when you said that important, okay, before that, you have said here, with some limitation and challenges. The challenges, okay, and then you said about the weaknesses. You also discuss over there the strengths, lah. Right?
Yes.
What the contribution?
The
contribution of the macro models.
Macro model.
Yeah, the role that they play, right?
Okay.
Try to restructure your sentence as such. There's some strengths on what it contribute. Meaning that it explain what.
Okay.
More straightforward.
It's just summary.
Yeah, it's just summary.
Oh, okay. I should explain a conclusion, result.
Yes.
Okay.
So that people can, when read your paper, they can just flashback.
Okay.
This is the clear.
Clear, yes. I should try.
But more convincing statement. Convincing statement, meaning that when you say something supported by, okay, this is the strength, it can what? It can do this, can provide you this, but limitation is this. This is provided by subsystem method or whatever. And then combination of both will help us to develop a good SD models. Okay. I want you to say like that. So it's not very loose statement. The statement that you made, you should be based on what you are discussing here.
It should be motivate.
Yes, yes, like that. Okay. So people will know that you really know your stuff.
Okay, I try.
It's just I want to give you how we should be thinking. See, Dr. try to then, because I'm a system analyst.
Yes.
I always do diagram.
Me too.
So that we can make others understand what we are thinking, the flow of our thinking, and here.
Yes.
Rather than also narrative only.
Yes.
Okay. I try to do that. But it's good idea. I like your idea. But you need some improvement to make readers confident with writers. And then. So that we can get a reflection from our analysis. Just improve a little bit on that, and that I think we can submit it to. We can try out the notes.
That's right.
Just to get feedback, and then we improve from there. Okay. I think that will be okay.
Okay.
All right.
And
what is this I'm trying to say? Ah, here is the one that I'm trying to show it to you. What is you discuss in your paper, right? Present economic scenario, economic growth scenario towards sustainable development. This is what we are heading for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For the SD, it can explain sustainable development in three things, right?
Yes.
That's what you are explain here. I just transform your explanation into a table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here is the macroeconomic model's view of economics.
Yes.
You based on your solo, classical, the variable, the model here.
Okay.
And then here is system thinking, the SD model, the figure 6 is here. Let's put the 6 here. Figure 6 there. Okay. You want to relate that. And then here is the economic growth model for SD view. From SD view lah. SD view here. You describe this model into SD.
Yes.
This model into SD. And this model, this scenario of these three things.
Okay.
Here from SD model. Here.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
That is very good explanation. The only thing I want you to try rearrange back how we think about it. That will be very good paper. So people can easily relate to what you are describing here. I think if Dr. Madeline see this, I think she can easily understand it.
Yes.
For them, it's very hard to understand because they don't know about system thinking. But they know about economics. My knowledge is more on system thinking, but I'm lacking in economics knowledge. But that's why I want them to see whether our economic statement are correct, theoretically and conceptually in economics.
Okay.
Right?
Could you have a contact with Prof. Madeline about the because he told me he submit you the
no they say
comments.
They doesn't submit anything.
Oh.
Okay, never mind. I'll contact them. Lately, also I'm quite busy, so they seldom around. So and very seldom jump into them.
Even she asked me, do you see? Prof. Hasmia, I told him no because I was in Johor.
He
asked me. I think he submit you.
They did not.
Because
he didn't submit anything.
He's new about the. Our discuss about. The time of discuss.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that.
Oh, who? Dr. Madeline.
The two Madeline, yeah.
No.
She asked me, do you see Prof.
Yes, but she doesn't submit anything at all. Both of them, in fact. I have to contact them. Never mind. Maybe at the moment they are too busy. Anyway, I will contact them and have a look at your paper. Because I want them to check, especially the economics aspects. Make sure that it's
important.
Relevant and current. But I know it's current. We just get them some ideas, different ideas, right? So I want you to check again, and then try to organize it so that is follow the logic of our explanation. So I think when you have this, you can write better. Don't you think so?
I have this in my mouth.
That you cannot explain to me. I have to. What is Muhammad going to tell me? So let's try to read step by step and try to transform it into a diagram. Get the right idea what you are trying to explain? Okay, Mohammed.
Thank you.
Then I think it will be okay. The rest are okay. Just want to check with you. Make sure your understanding is on the right footing. What about your
methodology?
Yes, methodology.
Unfortunately, it's so slow.
Because you have three things to prepare.
Yes.
I think with these three things, you have no problem for presenting your proposal.
Yes.
Because I found other students, they're not focusing.
I know.
Just to bring them along.
I should write about the methodology, inshallah, after the examination. But now I tried writing about the ICT in Iran.
Yeah, the problem.
Yes. I think I want submit article to proof Shahidan proof Farida
uh-huh.
Farida Shahidan.
Farida Shahidan.
Yes. Then I am writing about the ICT.
Mm-hmm. Farida Shahidan. Why Farida Shahidan?
Farida Shahidan, econometrics. Farida.
Oh, she's teaching.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's teaching.
She's teaching in
yes.
econometrics.
Uh-huh. And I should complete that about the ICT in our thesis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my topic is the causal effect between ICT and growth.
ICT and
the causal. I want to. Regress a causal relationship.
Modeling.
Is there? Yes. There is a relationship between ICT and growth in Iran. I should try this causal with the econometrics in a regression and find the lag of the ICT in economic growth. In which lag the ICT effect on the GDP. It's important in our thesis in our studies.
Yeah. And as a test for using your model, right?
Yes.
Because there's one Mariam. You know about Mariam?
Mariam?
Mariam is doing ICT development impact to growth, to economic growth. And productivity. She's using basic traditional economic modeling. Like you, more on dynamic one, using system thinking.
Dynamic panel.
Yes.
You want to use dynamic panel.
Who?
Panel.
Maria.
She want to test the dynamic panel in the cross section countries. But I want to just. You see, there is any relationship between the ICT and growth in Iran, because my topic is Iran.
ICT and growth, and for you, I think you are focusing on developing the model, right? Developing the and then how we use system thinking, and then more on testing the models to the Iran piece.
Yes.
Because if you want to show to investigate relationship between IT and economic growth, that's already well known. ICT should be the relationship to economic growth, but the behavior, the pattern of the growth,
and the lag
between
the effect of ICT on the growth and causal and effect. Sometimes we can say just ICT has effect on the growth. If there any effect on the with growth on the ICT, it's a question. You can answer it with the regression causal Granger model. Do you know about the causal Granger model?
No, I don't.
It's a methodology. It's a method, causal Granger model, and it's a regression.
And then, what can we explain about the ICT effect to growth using the model? What else
model?
Can we? Yes, the model that you are developing. Because you are more on dynamic, right? Dynamic
yes.
model.
Yes.
And then you have to, because this economy. They want also what is the strength of your model as compared to economics model?
Yes.
That is very important for you to show the different explanation that SD model can give.
Yes.
So that's why here we have to...
In this model, there is a social effect, there is a environmental effect.
That they cannot
explain. Yes.
That basic economic, from, economic models cannot explain.
Yes.
That's why you have to develop a model that will explain the soft aspects and then
yes.
to show them. Okay.
Yes.
Alright. And I want you to, the three things, one is the model, because now we are critical analysis of the developing the framework of the models, and then here is the why SD models is better, can explain
yeah.
better from traditional economics modeling, and another is the problems of ICT focus, yeah you are focusing
yes.
the problem of ICT contributing to economic growth, this problem you have to elaborate. To show, you must show that the problem is dynamic.
Mm.
Dynamic and changing. The nature of the problem changing.
Mm.
The factors that affects is also changing.
Yeah.
So that you can see the strengths of your SD.
Mm.
That's why I
mind.
Want you to
explain. These are
So these three things you have to focus
yes.
very thoroughly. And
yes.
I'm waiting for
I'm
that.
I'm focusing on that.
When you have done this, it's easier for you to explain to others
yes.
why you're doing this, your contribution, your difference between the existing approach. Right?
Yes.
And not only that, because the nature of ICT problems, we might come up with a new nature of ICT to growth problem.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of problem that people at present don't see them? Because the, at present, you have to see at the literature, what are the present problems. Maybe based on when you run your model with the existing data, we might come up with a new problem that people might be not aware or just take things for granted.
Yeah.
They don't
yes.
have strategy for that.
Yes.
So if because of that, the economy will affect the economy. Can you do that?
I want to do that like this.
Yes, remember that. Okay, then you can you have a look at this, and I'm waiting for the next one.
Thanks.
This one and the methodology.
Let me more time. Let me
okay,
more time.
It's okay, but
because
I'm
waiting. So busy about the examination.
Right.
Shall
maybe
I
you can improve this. Then, as you improve this one, you can just submit to. You can have a look at the some. I'm not sure. You can try to get any relevant journals, then we can discuss with the.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. So how's your wife? Okay.
Yeah.
how many
She's
days
good.
You been? You were in Johor.
6 days.
6 days.
We were in Johor for a workshop. And tomorrow or the day after tomorrow she have to go to Johor again for the another presentation.
Okay.